Section 4, A 21st Century Business Model, Sustainable Competitive Advantage. Leading your organization to an enduring competitive advantage depends upon developing the wisdom and creativity of great people. In the 21st century, you will most easily engage the hearts of extraordinary people in work that is socially and environmentally responsible. Why? Because people committed to excellence want to provide products and services that meet the real needs of society and enrich our overall experience of life. Truly dedicated people want more than financial security. They want to rally around a cause that is worth working for. This type of enlightened organization will attend to the needs of all of the people who are a part of your business community, not only your customers and shareholders. The new definition of business excellence includes the impact your business has on society as a whole. Lionheart's business model expands the traditional model that focused on bottom-line results, strategy, operational excellence, and process improvements. All of these components are still essential, but by themselves are no longer enough. Corporate profitability needs to be accomplished with a genuine commitment to people's well-being and ultimately become a means to socially responsible ends. In addition, people's desire for meaningful and fulfilling careers is evolving to a deeper longing for spiritual transformation. Transformation occurs in business when the primary motivating factor of people's work is service to humanity, honoring their own values, and having meaningful relationships with the people they work with. This occurs when they free themselves from whatever is inhibiting their full self-expression and creativity. Once people break free from their own internal constraints, they rediscover their love for work, and it shows up in the quality of your customer's experience. We have found that this transformation initially becomes evident in trusting collaborative relationships, and that people working together are the key to operational and process excellence, strategic alignment, and business results. We have further discovered that the most important aspect of a successful company is a strong foundation of people leading and working from inner wisdom. When you are right with yourself, you'll most easily move your company to the right side of our model on all six levels of effectiveness, which we will discuss in a moment. When you create this type of leadership culture, you will have an ongoing competitive edge because this business culture will most effectively unleash your people's unique talents and creativity. Now let's describe our model. Imagine a series of six building blocks stacked on top of one another. Each building block supports those above it. And for each of the six building blocks, there is a continuum of no vitality, as in a business in breakdown, on the far left side of the model, to complete vitality, as in a business with competitive advantage, on the right side of the model. Let's share both ends of the continuum for each building block from the bottom, or foundation, to the top. The first building block is leading and working from inner wisdom. A business in breakdown looks like this. Our people consistently lose heart and effectiveness with challenging situations. Working from an experience of frustration and compromised values, people create an atmosphere of fear, anxiety, mistrust, animosity, and burnout. A business with competitive advantage looks like this. Our people consistently dig deep enough to find creative and courageous answers to our toughest challenges in a way that renews the spirit of our organization. We align our products and services with the real needs of a sustainable society. The second building block is trusting collaborative relationships. A business in breakdown looks like this. Our people form adversarial subgroups, and our unresolved differences lead to an atmosphere of distrust that makes it difficult to achieve peak performance. A business with competitive advantage looks like this. Our people successfully resolve differences and develop trusting relationships that serve as the foundation for business excellence, thriving through any market condition. The third building block is operational and process excellence. A business in breakdown looks like this. We struggle in our attempts to improve workflow. Making important changes requires too much time and effort. A business with competitive advantage looks like this. We consistently discover more efficient ways to accomplish work and make improvements quickly. The fourth building block is strategic alignment. A business in breakdown looks like our strategy is unclear or internally focused. People are working to different agendas. Operational inefficiencies are costing us time, money, and morale. A business with competitive advantage. We have a clear, customer-driven strategy. People know what to do in response to our changing market. We are aligned upon our strategy and execute it effectively. The fifth building block, business results. A business in breakdown. We struggle to make budget and are unable to invest in our future or reward our employees. A business with competitive advantage. we achieve the business performance that is necessary to provide prosperity for our company and our people. The sixth building block is personal fulfillment. A business in breakdown? Work is depleting our energy and sense of purpose as we struggle with our subtle compromises. A business with competitive advantage? We love all aspects of our work experience as we create a legacy of contribution. To implement this model, you begin with yourself. You begin with acknowledging and owning your own strengths and successful track record. You're already a successful leader, but you want to expand your ability to succeed with a greater sense of wholeness and balance. You want to make a bigger difference without the cost and compromise to what matters most. To make this next transformational leap, you will need to look into your experience of leadership that is wrought with struggle and breakdowns in a new way. As you look more deeply into what is really going on, you will be able to find your own role in problems or discover new opportunities to take positive action. The freedom and power you'll discover through this work is both exhilarating for you and inspiring to others. As you accelerate your leadership journey, you will strengthen your ability to access the inner wisdom and character values in your heart. This begins with a deep awareness of how you inadvertently lose heart with your most important intentions. It continues with using a personal practice we call remembrance. This practice reconnects your thought process to the highest wisdom in your heart. This wisdom guides you to make the best decisions for every challenge. It culminates with ensuring that your company's mission, strategy, operations, and culture are aligned with your highest intentions. Once you have personally set the stage for this type of leadership culture, you will more easily be able to unify your core team. Other leaders will emerge who are willing to challenge their own self-imposed limitations and address problems with respectful honesty and blameless self-responsibility. As your key people learn to rise above their fears and the limitations of their own point of view, they will become a unified team that consistently brings the best out of one another. Once this is accomplished, your company will enjoy sustainable success and an ongoing competitive advantage in the marketplace, allowing you the freedom to expand your contribution beyond your own business.